Minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. Joining us now via the telephone is the Deputy Undersecretary of the U.S. Navy, Jody Green, a Northfield High School graduate. Secretary Green, thank you so much for taking some time and being with us this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me this morning.
We're going to talk today about a new generation of combat ship. We'll get to that in just a moment. But it's going to be christened and named the USS Minneapolis-St. Paul. So we have a nice Minnesota tie with our own Northfield High School graduates. We like all that. First of all, let's talk about the LCS. Is it LTS? LCS? ELCS?
LCS, yeah. The Littoral Combat Ship. That's right. So LCS-21 is a named after Minneapolis-St. Paul, is a very stealthy combat ship. It's roughly 390 feet long, 58 feet wide, and it's got a very shallow berth. It can travel at over 50 knots of speed. And so this ship is absolutely a high-tech ship, almost looks like a spaceship on water. And we'll be able to travel all across the globe and get into areas in the world where our larger vessels cannot get into. So essentially, the exciting part about this for Minnesotans is that this ship is going to be carrying the Minneapolis-St. Paul name on the side of it, going into places that have never even seen an American more or less understand and know what Minneapolis-St. Paul is. So it's a great moment for Minnesotans.
And let's talk about the ship and the development itself. I've seen, and folks, if you'd like to just do a quick Google on that, it is really cool space-age, next-generation stuff. I mean, really, I'm sure this, as far as the weapons that are available, ships are available to the armed forces of the U.S., this really raises the bar quite a bit. Talk about its development, how long it took, and have any of these seen any combat action yet?
So this ship, it takes roughly about 3 years to build. So the ship was named in 2015, authenticated the keel in this spring in 2018, and she'll be christened in the spring of 2019 and commissioned in the summer of 2020. Now, these ships we have them all across Southeast Asia, engaging in Southeast Asia and some of the earlier classes. As they were doing missions in the Western Hemisphere, were able to literally outrun drug boats because of their high velocity speed and seize a lot of activity down in South America. So they're multi-mission ships, which means basically they can do a lot of different things. And to your point of them being very new age and high tech, that is a new way of doing business, being able to adjust ships based upon the location and the mission sets that they're engaging in.
It's amazing. If you look, once again, there are some videos for our listeners out there available online. If you watch those, its ability to go into shallow waters, as you had mentioned, for the size of it, the speed and the agility, it's able to turn literally on a dime. That is just amazing use of modern technology that has been implemented now, once again, to help serve our country.
Absolutely. And the other special thing about this, so, you know, in today's Navy, we have 283 ships. We're on a path to get to 355 ships, but as we noted, you know, ships take a long time to build, and so it's heavy capital investment. We have to plan way ahead. But what's really special is that of those 283 ships, only 58 are named after cities. 36 of those are submarines, so it's literally 8% of our fleet today have a city's namesake on the side of that ship. And how special is that for Minnesotans, that we're going to be able to show ourselves all across the world with this high-tech ship? It is super for us today.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. There will be a lot of pride. We have a lot of veterans right here in Northfield, as I'm sure you're well aware, as we come up to Memorial Day, and a lot of pride there. Now, how did this come out about to be that it's named after Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Twin Cities? Well, now, was that your doing? You're a Minnesotan. Did you get this done for us?
No, I'm a Minnesotan, Jeff, and obviously a proud native of Northfield. I'm proud to have my parents, Don and Marion Johnson, still there in Northfield. But the reality is the decision that gets made on ship naming is from the Secretary of the Navy. And there are hundreds of proposals that get sent across his desk for every ship to be named as that consideration is being made. And so in this case, I certainly attribute it to the leadership of Minnesota and frankly the testament of what a wonderful state and the Twin Cities. And so there was great reason to basically have that ship named after Minneapolis St. Paul. And I will tell you, in my last few years of coming and engaging, talking about the Navy in Minnesota, it's been a great opportunity to interact with our veterans. The leaders have been very welcoming of the Navy and of our veterans, and we've got businesses across the state that are just incredibly supportive of our veterans, and it's a great time to remember that as we roll into Memorial Day weekend.
Once again, we're talking with Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy, Jody Green, a Northfield native, now once again is serving as the Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy. Let's talk about the christening ceremonies itself. Where will that be held? Where and when? Give us the facts behind that.
Absolutely. So as I noted, the ship is being built in Marinette, Wisconsin, and so that's north of Green Bay, and as it gets christened, that'll happen this spring of 2019, and it'll be at the shipyard, and I will tell you that is a phenomenal event. I will have the opportunity as the sponsor of the ship to break the champagne bottle on the ship, and then that ship will be, and it's very unique to Marinette, it gets launched in the water sideways in the river. So imagine this huge ship being basically pushed over the side. It lands in the water, it'll list almost 40 degrees, and then come back up, and that is the ceremonial moment of christening. And then the remaining part of that ship's life in the shipyard is completing her on the insides and putting all the high-tech gear in, and then the next event would be the commissioning of roughly a year later.
Wow, that sounds interesting. And you get to break the champagne. That's got to be a thrill, a personal thrill for you. Have you ever done christened a ship like this?
No, obviously I haven't. I mean, it's clearly a unique honor to be a sponsor of a ship. Every ship that gets named only has one sponsor, and you are the sponsor for the life of the ship. And then that is the opportunity that you have to christen her. And then essentially you are almost the mother of the ship for the whole time that she is in commission and her crew. So I will have a lifetime responsibility of engaging with the ship and the crew.
Oh, wow. What a thrill. And that is quite a responsibility as well. Well, Jody, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this. We'll have to check in again. I'm presuming that the christening ceremony, the public will be invited and able to attend that?
Absolutely. That'll be widely attended. And then really, honestly, Jeff, another great potential opportunity for Minnesotans is where that ship gets commissioned. We have never had a ship in the United States commissioned in Minnesota, and that is also a decision the Secretary of the Navy and the CO, the commanding officer of the ship, will make about where to recommend that that ship get commissioned. And so that will potentially be another great opportunity for Minnesotans.
Wonderful. Well, we'll keep in touch with you and the Navy and keep our eye out on this. And when it does come to that time, we'll certainly make the announcement and let people know when and where. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We certainly appreciate that. And we will look forward to talking with you about this ship once again sometime in the future. Thanks again, Jody.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. That is Jody Green, the Deputy Undersecretary of the U.S. Navy. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.